Gita Prabodhani, Concise Commentary on Srimad Bhagavad Gita by Swami Ramsukadas Maharajji. Chapter 7, from verse 8 to 12, God's Manifestation in the Form of Cause. Chapter 7, verse 8. Rasohamapsu Kaunteya Prabhasmi Shashi Surya Yoh Pranava Sarvedeshu Shabda Khe Paurusham Nrushu. O son of Kunti, addressing Arjuna, I am the sapidity in water, radiance in the moon and the sun. I am the sacred syllable Om in the Vedas, sound in ether, and the manliness in men. Comment. In the entire creation process, God is the doer, God is the cause, and God only is the effect. From this perspective, the sapidity and water, radiance and moon sun, Om and Vedas, sound and sky, man and manliness, all these, cause and effect, are one God only. Chapter 7, verse 9. Punyo gandha prativyamcha tejas chasmi vibhavasau jivanam sarvabhuteshu tapas chasmi tapas vishu. I am pure fragrance in earth, brilliance in the fire. I am the life force in all beings, and I am austerity of the ascetics. Comment. Fragrance and earth, brilliance and fire, life force and beings, austerity and ascetic, all these cause and effect are one God only. Chapter 7, verse 10. Bijam mam sarvabhutanam viddhi partha sanatanam buddhir buddhimatam asmi tejas tejas vinamaham. Know me, O Partha, addressing Arjuna, as the eternal seed of all beings. I am the intelligence of the intelligent and the splendor of the radiant. Comment. Seed and the being, intelligent and intelligence, luster and the radiant, all these, all in all, that means cause and effect, are one God only. There are infinite universes, and in those universes there are many different beings. But the seed of those beings is only one God. Out of one God, many kinds of beings are born. A seed in the world grows into a tree, but the seed itself perishes. But in spite of producing infinite universes, God in the form of eternal seed remains ever the same. Refer Gita chapter 9, verse 18. Chapter 7, verse 11. Balam balavatam chaham kama raga vivarjitam dharma viruddho bhuteshu kamosmi bharatarshabha. O best of Bharatas, addressing Arjuna, I am the strength of the strong, devoid of desire and passion, which means attachment, and in beings I am the desire which is not contrary to dharma. Comment. Pure strength and the strong, righteous desires and beings, all these are only God. Question. Strength born of delusion and desires which are contrary to scriptural injunctions, are they not God? Swamiji's answer. Even though they are also God, still they are to be abandoned, not worthy of acceptance. This is because the outcome of strength born of ignorance and the desires which are not righteous is that God comes in the form of pain, sorrow, grief and hell, etc., which are contrary to dharma and not beneficial for anyone. Chapter 7, verse 12. Ye chaiva sattvika bhava rajasas tamasaschaye matta eveti tan vidhi natvaham teshu te mayi. What to speak of anything else, whatever sentiments are born of sattva, that means mode of goodness, of rajasa, that means mode of activity or passion, and tamasa, that means mode of inertia or ignorance, understand them all to be evolved from me alone, but I am not in them and they are not in me. Comment. Whatever sattvika, rajasika and tamasika sentiment, action, object, etc. are grasped by body, senses, mind, intellect, they are all Bhagavan only. I am not in them and they are not in me. By saying this, the point is that a spiritual aspirant's attention, instead of being drawn towards the sentiments of sattvika, rajasika and tamasika, must go only towards Bhagavan or God. If his sight goes towards sentiments and qualities, thus by becoming entangled, he will go into the cycle of birth and death. Refer Gita chapter 13, verse 21. All sentiments of sattvika, rajasika and tamasika nature are a form of God. This is the view of perfected souls. Whereas God is not in them and they are not in God is the view of spiritual aspirants. Narayan, Narayan, Narayan.